So today's daf Kuf Lamed Beis. We're going to pick up on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. We're still discussing the sources for Rabbi Eliezer, who holds in certain situations that Machshirei Mitzvah are Doche Shabbos. Except so far we've seen the only two places he doesn't, which was by Sukkah and Sittis. But now I think we're by the two dots on the bottom, which says Mila V'chol Machshireha Doche Nesha Shabbos Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So this is how the whole thing started was because Rabbi Eliezer said that Sarche Mila, right, even the Machshirei Mitzvah, the Mila are Doche Shabbos. So where Minole the Rabbi Eliezer ha? Where does Rabbi Eliezer learn that Machshirei Mila are Doche Shabbos? Imei Kulo Gamar. If he learns it out from one of the other places that we just learned about, no, we can't. We can upset that and say that you can't learn from those places. Kedamrinan, like we mentioned, in all those other places that each one has a tzad chamar. Lulav has Abraminim, the sukkah is also at night, matzah there's no egg by women, the shofar reminds Hashem about the zichronos of Klal Yisrael. So we can't learn it from any of the other four things that we mentioned previously. The Ode, and another way you can say that you can't learn from those to Mila, Mala Hanach, Shekein Avar Zmana Batla. In those mitzvos, right, I'm supposed to do the mitzvah of matzah. The mitzvah of matzah is only is to eat it at the night of the Pesach, the night of the Seder. If I missed that time and I don't eat it, there's no mitzvah. I'm done with the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Mila, on the other hand, is that you have the mitzvah supposed to start on the eighth day. If you don't do it on the eighth day, then do the mitzvah meal on the ninth day. Do it on the tenth day. The mitzvah is not gone. Oh, I missed the time, if you don't eat matzah on the first day, if you don't take lulav on Sukkot, then there's no point in taking it the next day. By mila, you are mekayim the mitzvah, albeit you didn't do it bezmana, but you are mekayim the mitzvah. So therefore, that's what he says again. The Gemara says, mala hanach shekein im avar zmana batla. So maybe that's why you would say over there, the Machshir Madocha Shabbos. We can't pull it over to Mila. So what's the reason why he says that Mila, Machshir and Mila are Docha Shabbos? Elahainu Taimah de Rabbi Lezer. This is the source of the reason behind Rabbi Lezer. The Amakra, the Pasuk says, Ubayom Hashmini Yimol Besor Alaso. So I guess he learns it out. Ubayom. He says, Ubayom Hashmini, right? I think the word Yom is what they're focusing on. It could have said Ubayom Yimol Besor Alaso, because you say elsewhere it says the eighth day. So Ubayom, the day that you're supposed to do it, you do it. Why does it say Shmini again? Why does it say Shmini again? To teach you that Ifilu B'Shabbos, it's on that day. I'm sorry, why does it say Biyom? Right. Why does it say Biyom? I think it's Biyom. Okay, it says Biyom. Therefore, it tells you even B'Shabbos on that day. So the Gemara says V'Lichto Rachmana B'Mila. Why don't they just learn it by Mila, that Machshirei Mitzvah or Docha Shabbos, learn it by Mila, and they can learn that to all these other cases. Why does he need a source, an independent source, and also all the previous cases we saw yesterday? Right, he says, V'lichto brachmana bin Mila, v'leisu hanach v'ligbor menei, and come all these other mitzvahs and learn that from Mila. He says, no, because you can see there's a specific chumra by Mila, mishum de'ikul mifrach, then Mila is a special Mala Mila, which is so chamar, shekein nichrasu aleh shlosh esrei brisos. Because it says, by in the parish of Mila, it says the word bris 13 times. So this idea we've seen a few times, that Mila is something so special that 13 brisos, 13 covenants were made because of it, and therefore it would be considered something that's more chamor or more serious, and you wouldn't be able to learn from Mila to all the other places. So each of these places now has its own source for coins Rabbi Eliezer to learn that the machshirim of that mitzvah are Doche Shabbos. So now the Gemara says, okay, Gemara goes back to the beginning. Okay, we just learned about Machshirei Mila, but we have yet to see the source where Mila itself is actually Docha Shabbos. How do you know that Mila is Docha Shabbos? The Gemara's going to come up with a few possibilities. So, Ad Kan lo pligir abonin aleya elo b'machshirei Mila. Up to now, the Chacham only argues when it comes to the Machshirei, when it comes to the preparatory stages for Mila. Ava Mila gufa, but Mila itself, Bris Mila itself, divrei akol Docha Shabbos. According to everybody, that is going to be Docha Shabbos. Minolan, how do we know this? So Amar Ula says simply, halacha. It's halacha Moshe Mishinai. Right? That's halacha Moshe Mishinai. We have no problem. It's halacha Moshe Mishinai, and therefore it is Docha Shabbos. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbi Yitzchak also says halacha. It's a halacha Moshe Mishinai. Now Gemara asks, I'm going to ask on you, how can you say that it is halacha Moshe Mishinai? Why? Meisvei, they ask as follows. Excuse me. It says in the Braisa, Minayin lepikuach nefesh adochas haShabbos. How do we know that pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos? We see other sources, but this Braisa says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, learn it as a Kal v'chomer for Mila. We learn the Kal Mila, something by Mila, we're going to learn it to all other places. Ma Mila, when it comes to Mila, she achas me'evor of shel Adam, which is only coming to fix and protect one limb of a person, and nevertheless it's Docha Shabbos, so Kal v'chomer, so certainly the Bikuach Nefesh, which is to fix and protect all the limbs of the body, she Docha Shabbos. So they learn that, this from this Kal v'chomer for Mila. The Gemara says, "V'isak adaitach," and if you're going to halacha, if you're going to think that Mila is docha Shabbos, is learned out from halacha Moshe Misinai, well, we have a problem. The Gemara says outside first. The Gemara says that you can't use one of the Yud Gimel Midos from halacha Moshe Misinai. The Yud Gimel Midos only apply basically to Torah Shabbosav. Halacha is a Torah Shabbalpeh, so you can't learn the. So how are you going to learn a kavu? We set up a rule from halacha Moshe Misinai, and then from that rule we're going to extrapolate a kavu chomer. You can't do that. That seems to not be allowed. How do we know that? Isak l'daita halacha kavachomer me halacha mi yasi. Are you allowed to learn a kavachomer out from halacha Moshe Misinai? Vatanya, we have the following brisa. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. I think it's Rabbi Eliezer to Rabbi Kiva. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. What? Yeah, I know. I understand that, but I think it changes the gear. So if you look in the Agos, right. So Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer to Akiva. Right, so he says to Akiva, but basically what's going on here, let's read it, sorry, first. Amalei Rabbi Lazar to Akiva, etzem kisaore mitamei halacha, or revius adam kavachomer, ve'ein dan kavachomer halacha. He says this, so something to do with Tumah. So how can you, Rabbi Lazar says to Rabbi Akiva, how can you learn that a nazir becomes tamei if he's within the house with a revius of adam? You learn to get out, you're learning it out from Magu Masa, right? What's reading the Mirashi inside? It says, Akiva etzem kisor halacha. So you have Akiva dan kavachomer. Akiva learned kavachomer. Minayin revius dama mace. How do you know if there's a revius dama mace? Sheha nazir migaleach al oala, that a nazir has to, upsets his ruins his nazir, so you have to shave on it if he's in the same oala with the revius dama mace. You can say it's a kavachomer. We learn it as a kavachomer. Ma etzem kisora, right? The small little barley amount of a bone. She'ena metam ba'ol is not metam ba'ol. Etzem kisora is too small. It's not metam ba'ol. Nevertheless, nazir migaleach al maga o masa'o. The nazir who does touch that small amount would ruin his nazirus and have to shave. Revi'is sadam. So revi'is sadam, which is metam ba'ol, right? The sivakol nefesh meis lo yavo, right? Eino din she nazir migaleach alav. So of course, if the nazir is going to be migaleach on the etzem kisora, which is not metam ba'ol, so the nazir shkavachom, the nazir should be migaleach on the revi'is dam, which is mitama ba'ol, so it's a kal v'chomer. Va'amalei Rav Elazar, Rav Elazar says to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva etzem kisora halacha l'moshe misinai shi'a nazir megaleach alaya. The whole source that a nazir is megaleach on the etzem kisora is just the halacha l'moshe misinai. V'rviz dama tapal l'mo mimenu kal v'chomer, and you're going to learn a kal v'chomer from the etzem kisora. You can't do that. V'ein dana kal v'chomer me'alacha. Right, the lo nitna torah shebal peh lidrosh b'yugimimidos. Torah Shabbat is not Darshan, but Yugel Minos, only Torah Shabbat. So you see from here that you cannot learn a Kavachomer or any of the Yugel Minos from something that's Halacha Moshe Misinai. So how did we learn, how did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah learn that Mila, that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos from a Kavachomer from Mila, if Mila itself is a Halacha Moshe Misinai? So that's, so I can say that maybe he learned from somewhere else. But okay, so that upsets the idea and says that Mila is not halacha Moshe Misinai. Ela Amar Rabbi Elazar. So here Rabbi Elazar says, how do I know that Mila is docha Shabbos? Learns it out from Gzeira Shava. Os. Learns it out from the word os from Shabbos. By Shabbos it says ki osi, right? And by Mila it says v'hayela os bris. So you learn it out just like, the word os somehow, it's, I don't know how that's Gzeira Shava. Learn os. It says os by Shabbos, os by Mila, so Mila applies on Shabbos. I'm not sure, right? Rashi says, Asa os. Right, b'Shabbos k'siv ki os hi, Mila k'siv v'hayla os bris, malahal on Shabbos, afkan Shabbos. Just like that's talking about Shabbos, this is also talking about Shabbos. So Gemara says, okay, wait a second, talk about os. I have all these other things that have another thing that has the word os. If that's the case, it should be docha Shabbos as well. Elameata, that os is learnt for Gzeira Shava, so tfilin, by tfilin, the k'siv behen os. It says os by tefillin, litche Shabbos. It should be docha Shabbos. I'm not sure what it means, tefillin should be docha Shabbos. Right? Rashi says, el meyati achkazer os amur b'shav, never seen a litre shukim. Nigmar meaning nami l'tfilin, Rashi says. Tfilin what? Maybe machshire tfilin? Like what about tfilin is not docher Shabbos that now you would think would be docher Shabbos? The only thing I think of is preparing it. Well, wearing it's not a malacha. The maskana, but what would be like? And it's not really. It's only machlokas if you say that it's mad tefillin or not. That's a machlokas. That happens to be a machlokas. Whether it's a mitzvah says malrama because of Shabbos or not. Whether it's an extra oast, but it actually used the word oast the other way around to say that you're only supposed to have two oasts, not three oasts. Yeah, like Mara's not talking about that at all. But what
we do, we make a point of going to fill in at the bris.
Right. He says, he quotes here that the Ramban says it's talking about the hachanas, but machshiri tefillin, because he said, the Ramban says, v'hanachas tefillin, there's no malacha. I don't know. Okay. So he says, but you would have some sort of gzeir shover from os for tefillin as well. So it says, so knocks out the gzeir shover from os. Ela asya bris. Learn the gzeir shover from bris by Shabbos to bris of Shabbos and bris by bris. On Shabbos it says L'dor Rasam Bris Solam, and by Mi'il it says V'hayilos Bris. So the Gemara says, wait a second, okay. That works fine by the Gutnal, the three different places where you can have a Bris. You have a Bris Bismano, right, which someone's 8 days old. You have a Bris of a Gadol, who someone's over 13. And you have a Bris Beinoni, who's between 8 days and 13. So he says, the Gemara asks, so a Gadol, someone who's not, doesn't have a Bris Mi'il, who's a Gadol, who's over 13 years old, so the Ksiv Be Bris, it says Bris by him, Lidche Shabbos. But we learned before, it says bris by the bris of a gadol, someone who's 13, which is la bismano, because there it says, Valrel Zachar Shalom Yimol, Venichos Anafshim Mea, Abrisi Hefer. So that bris of a gadol should also be Docha Shabbos, if you're learning out from the Gzeir Shava of bris, because bris is written by the, bris is written by the Mila of a gadol, but we know, we're going to see later on, that Mila Shalom Bismano is not Docha Shabbos. But if you're learning it out from the Gzeir Shava from Bris, the word Bris is written by a Mila Shalom Bismana. So that can't be the Gzeir Shava. So Ela Asyon learned the Gzeir Shava of Doros Doros. It says Doros by both places. By Shabbos it says Lasos Shabbos L'Dorosam. And by Mila it says Yimol Lachem Kol Zachar L'Doroseichem. So learn the Gzeir Shava. So Gemara says, wait a second. Tzitzis Tiksiv Be Doros. Tzitzis it also says Doros, right? Vasulhem Tzitzis L'Dorosam it says by the Parshat Tzitzis. So that's Lidche, so therefore the Machshirin, I guess, the preparatory, wearing tzitzis is no malacha, right? The preparation of tzitzis would also be Tochem. We know that's not the case according to Chachamim. So Ella, Amar Rav Nachum, Bar Yitzchak, Dunin Os Bris V'Doros, May Os Bris V'Doros. Oh, we take all three together. It says Os Bris and Doros by Shabbos. It says Os Bris and Doros by Mila. So to get Lafuke Lahanoch, so all three, since you have all three by these two, that knocks out Tillin, that knocks out tzitzis, because it doesn't have all three. Those just have one oath. They either have oath, bris, or doros, right? By tzitzis, by gadol, and by tefillin. But by bris and Shabbos, it's comparable in all three with all three words. Therefore, we learn one from the other, and you see that bris is docha. You see that mila is docha Shabbos. That's number two. Number three. How do we know that mila is docha Shabbos? It's interesting. It's something that we take for granted, and you have so many limudim to try to figure out. You would think it would be so simple. Right, so the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says this is the source. Amakra, the pasuk says Uvayom, right? Vayom Hashmini Timol B'Sar Alaso. Bayom Afilu B'Shabbos. On that day, I guess they say that it says it could have said. I don't know why Ayom is extraneous. It says Bayom teaches me Afilu B'Shabbos. On that day, specifically that day, you could do it even if it is Shabbos. So Amalei Reish Lakish. If you're going to focus on the word Uvayom, Reish Lakish says let's look at other places in the Torah, where it says the word uvayom. Where's another place? What about mechusere kapara? These are tumeim, right? Who I guess they went to mikvah, did everything like that, but they can't do. They're not completely tar yet because they have to bring a carbon the next day. And there it says tiksibahu uvayom hashmini on the eighth day of their tara they bring the carbon. So hachinam ledochu Shabbos. Therefore, it also says uvayom. Maybe you say if their eighth day is Shabbos, they also should be able to bring the carbon on Shabbos. Well, we know a korban yachid is not brought on Shabbos. Why not? It says ubayom, just like ubayom by mila says it's on Shabbos. Ubayom by mechusar kapara should also be even on Shabbos. So the Gemara says no. He says, "Dixiv behe el miyata mitzur kapur kar dixiv behu bayom hachinam didachu Shabbos." No, hahu the bayom there is mi bayi le bayom v'laila to teach you. It's only done during the day and not the night. Okay, so if bayom teaches you day and not the night, so bayom by milah also should also teach the day and not the night. Hainami, so too by milah mi bayle bayom v'lo b'layla. How do I know that milah is only a day and not a night? Maybe do it the night before. No, bayom. So Yisrael says no. Hahu mi ben shmonas yomim nafka. I have two psukim by milah. One says bayom hashmini, and one says ben shmonas yomim. So ben shmonas yomim we learn the yom over the learn that yom and not night. And Ubayom Hashmini teaches us even on Shabbos. And therefore, by Bechusar Kapar, there's only one Ubayom. And that Ubayom is going to teach me, has to be during the day and not at night. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Hanami, by the Karbon of the Bechusar Kapar, there's also another Bayom. The Pasuk there says, Biyom Tzavaso, like Grievous Karbonayim. So the Gemara says, learn from there, Nafka. Learn from there that it has to be during the day and not at night. And then the extra Bayom Hashmini can teach me that even on Shabbos. So Gemara says, "Afal gav din nafka mi bayom tzavaso itzterich." No. Even though I still need that pasuk to teach me that it has to be only during the day, I need a special pasuk. Sakadaita chamina. I would have thought, "Hol the chas rachman aleya lasuy bedalus." When it comes to the carbon mechusrei kapara, it's one of those floating karbanos. Depending on your tax bracket, you bring different karbanos. The wealthy people bring their animal. The middle people bring the korban mincha. The middle person brings a bird. The poorer person can bring even a korban mincha. So since you see there that the Torah is very fast, is very concerned about their karban, right? B'chas rachman aleya lasui bedalas to even bring it if you're poor. But Lila Nami Lacey. So maybe you would have thought that you can even bring it at night. So Kamash Malan, therefore I have to have a Bayom Hashmini, that even Mechusrei Kapara can be brought only during the day. I'm not sure why you would have thought that, but that's what the Gemara says, that was an assumption. Therefore I need the Psukim to teach me specifically that it's during the day and not at night. So Maskif La Ravina, so Ravina now asks, Elamayata, if you were said that there's a Svara to say that the Torah was concerned about the carbon of Mechusrei Kapara, well, why would you only think it would be concerned about the timing of the karban? Maybe the Torah would say, oh, Mechusrei Kapara, we need a special dispensations. Let's allow a non-Kohen to bring the karban. Let's be special about the Mechusrei Kapara. Why are you only stopping by the, what was your Havamina only by the day? There are other things that you could have said and be helpful for the Mechusrei Kapara. Right, Masli Ravina, Elamayata, Yezar Kosher Behen, the Ona Kosher Behen, all those cases. Why would it be different? You're concerned about the carbon of the Mechusrei Kapara. Let's dispense with all the rules. Why only the rule about Yom? Why only the rule about day and not night? Why are we only concerned about that? The Gemara says, no, Ha'adari Kra. Therefore, when the Pasuk says, Ubayom Hashmini, to tell you specifically it has to be brought during the day, that brings, that knocks out this whole idea of Chasal, Chasal Mechusrei Kapara. So once the Torah brings it back in, it has to be specifically the day. What it really is doing is bringing back in into the realm of regular karbanos. And in the realm of regular karbanos, it would have to be a Kohen, it could be a Zar, it could be an Onen. All the rules go back. It's not just the rule of day that goes back to the karban. All the karbanos rules go back to the Mechusrei Kapara. And therefore, you don't have this concern of Chas al the karban Mechusrei Kapara. Okay, that was the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, who learned it out from Uvayom. So far we had Halacha Moshe Sinai, we had Xer Shava from Os Bris and Doros, we have Uvayom, number four. Now brings another, Rav Acher by Yaakov Amar, Amokra, says Uvayom Hashmini, right? Shmini Afilu B'Shabbos, not focusing on Uvayom, focusing on eight, on the eighth day, the eighth day no matter what, even if it's Shabbos. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Hai Shmini mi boile l'mu'ute shvi. Right? So the Gemara says, I need Bayom Hashmini to teach me that the mitzvah starts then, to come to specifically tell you that if you do it before the eighth day, you did nothing. So what do you tell me that Bayom Hashmini comes to say that I can even do it on Shabbos? I need Bayom Hashmini to tell me that you can't do it on the day before. So the Gemara answers, no, Shvi mi ben shmonas yomim nafka. No, for the fact that I know that it has to be on the eighth day, not the seventh, I learned from another pasuk that says, mi ben shmonas yomim, only from the day eight on. So the Gemara says, wait a second, bakata mi boyle, I still need both. I still need both to teach me that it has to be on the day eight. Chadam uke shvi, one to tell me that you can't do it on the seventh day. The chadam uke tishi, I want to tell me that you can't say, oh, I'll wait till the ninth day. In other words, don't think that what it means is that the mitzvah starts on day eight and continues to whenever you want. The mitzvah is specifically day eight, not before, not after. But even if you do it after, you still make kind of mitzvah. It's just not the mitzvah b'zmana. So he says, right, Yichat mi boile, chad muti shvi, chad muti tishi, ti'i mi chad, if this is only one pasuk, hava min, I would have thought, shvi hudu l'mol matas mone, that shvi, is, the time hasn't come yet. It's like long, it's like taking the lulav the day before Sukkot. It doesn't count. Hava mishmini ve'elech, but from day 8 and onward, zmanihi, that would be, you know, the prime, you know, way to do the mitzvah, from 8 days on. So therefore the Gemara says, therefore the Gemara had to come on to the next pasuk, which says, mi ben shmonas yomim, to teach me that it is, it's only on the 8th day. So Elamachvarta, so Gemara says, no, it makes more sense to learn like Rabbi Yochanan. I don't know, what about the other points? And Tosa says, Machvarta to Rabbi Yochanan, it says that, no, Tosa doesn't say anything. And I don't know why you're Rabbi Yochanan. There are all other shitas. Rabbi Yochanan was just the one who said Bayom, and there were other ones, you know, about the three words, and then Halach Mosh Mitzinai. But we just not, basically we knocked out Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. We don't learn it out from Shmini, because the word Shmini is needed to teach me the Dafka on the 8th day, not before, not after. Tanik Kavase de Rabbi Yochanan. Right, we have a Bryson now that supports Rabbi Yochanan, Vidalok Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. And it doesn't support Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Tosfos says here it supports specifically Rabbi Yochanan, and not Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, and not Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. It only supports Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said that you learn it out from the word Uvayom. So what's the Brysa? Pasuk says, Shmini Yimol. You should be, you do the Mila on the 8th day, right? Uvayom HaShmini Yimol. Afilu Shabbos, even Shabbos. Umani Mekayim Mechalel Mos Yuma. So what do I say? If you're Mechal Shabbos, you're supposed to, you know, Chayim Misa Mechal Shabbos. The act of Bris Mila, I guess, is Mechal Shabbos, making the Chabura. So he says, so what do I learn Mechalel Mos Yuma? That's Bishar Malachos Kutz Mila. That's where you do everything else other than Mila. Mila is not included in the Malachos. Ein, or maybe you would say, so that's stage one of the Brysa. Stage two of the Brysa then says, Ein El Afilu Mila. Or maybe even Mila is included that you can't in the Chalel Mos Yumas, and you can't do Mila on Shabbos. So then what do I do with the Pasuk? On the 8th day, you're given the Bris Mila. That would be Chutz Mishabbos. That would be except for Shabbos. Every day except for Shabbos. Stage 3, Talmud Lomar, Bayom, Afilu B'Shabbos, come teach you Bayom, which is the limiter of a Yochanan, which means even on Shabbos. Stage 1, I would have thought Mila is Docha Shabbos. Stage, because it says 8th day. Stage 2, I say, no, Mechalel Mos Yumas, that it doesn't apply to Mila doesn't apply on Shabbos. Talmud Lomar, Bayom, Stage 3, which is Rabbi Yochanan's Rasha. So now comes Rava, Amar Rava, Hatana Mikara Makanichle, Ubasuf Makakashle. What was his initial, the Bryce had Stage 1, Stage 2, Stage 3. Stage 3 answers it. Initially, stage one, he said Mila would be Docha Shabbos. Stage two, he said Mila would not be Docha Shabbos. So what was his thought process? What do you think in stage one when he thought Mila would be Docha Shabbos? What was his thought process in stage two when he thought Mila would not be Docha Shabbos? That he had to come on to the Pasuk of Ubayom. So Hachika Amar. So Rava says this was the logic, the thought process that was going on in the Braisa. The Pasuk says, Bayom Hashmini Yimol. Right, he would say, Yom Hashmini Yimol Afilu B'Shabbos. Stage one, even on Shabbos. Mani mekayim mechalel mos yumas. What would I think mechalel mos yumas means? B'shar melachos kutz mimila. For all melachos except for mila. Aval mila dachya. And mila would be docha Shabbos. My taima. What's the reason? Kavachomer. I would have thought it's a kavachomer. I would have learned, if you remember the logic in college, the transitive property. A is greater than B, B is greater than C. So therefore A is greater than D. You know, you go all the way across. So how would that work? We would have gone follow as follows. Matzaras. Saras is the most chomer thing. And it's saras, which is very chamor, it's docha avoda, right? Why saras is so chamor that if a kohen had saras, pushes, you can't do the avoda, right? Saras knocks off the avoda. The avoda docha Shabbos. And avoda pushes off Shabbos. And certain karbonas can be brought on Shabbos. And so that saras is docha Shabbos. And so avoda is docha Shabbos. Mila docha oso. Right, so Tzaras is more chomer than Shabbos, yet Mila is docha Tzaras. The halacha is, we'll see later on, if you have a beharis, you have a Tzaras on the makom of Mila, if you have that on your body anywhere, you're not allowed to cut it off. If it's by Mila, you can cut it off. So Tzaras is so chomer that it's docha the avoda, and the avoda is docha Shabbos, and Mila is docha Tzaras, so Mila obviously is docha Shabbos. Right, that's what it's going, right? She says, let's read and start again. Matzaras is docha Shavoda, Vavoda docha Shabbos, Mila docha osa, meaning saras, Shabbos shenitches v'nei avoda, and it didn't say Mila docha osa. So Shabbos, so Mila should definitely be docha the Shabbos as well. That's what they thought originally, right? Since Mila, you would have thought that Mila is docha saras, and therefore Mila is more chomer than Tsaras, which is the most chomer of everything because it's Zocha Liavoda. So it says, no, Uma O Eino. So what was it, stage two, where they thought the Ka'amar, Hada Amar, Umay the Tsaras Chamura? Why do we think that Tsaras is more chomer than Shabbos? We say Tsaras is more chomer than Shabbos because Shabbos is, because Tsaras is Docha the Avoda, and the Avoda is Docha Shabbos. So therefore Tsaras is more common than Shabbos. Maybe that's not the case. Maybe the reason why Tsaras is Docha the Avoda is not because Tsaras is Chamor. Maybe it's because if the Kohen has Tsaras, he's just not a Kohen at that moment. It's like, it's as if he's Mechusar Begadim. It's a technicality. It's not a Chumrah. Right? It says, Gemara says, Umay the Tsaras was more Chamura than Shabbos. Dilma is Shabbos Chamura. Why would Shabbos be more chomer? Shechein yishba on shimas haras harbe. Because we have lamed tes malachos, we have a whole lot of warnings and stuff like that. Umimai, and how do we know that the reason is that tsaras is docha Shabbos, mishum the chamir tsarasi? Why would you think, maybe it's not that? Dilma, mishum gabu hud lochazi. It's not that tsaras is more chomer. When you have tsaras, what happens? When you have tsaras, let's say you're allowed to cut it off on Shabbos. What does it do? You still have to go to mikvah. You still have to wait till the nighttime to be tahor. So cutting it off on Shabbos doesn't help you. So it's not because Tsaras is more chomer, because there's no, not that Tsaras is so chomer, that's why you can't do the Avoda. Even if you would cut the Tsaras, you still can't do the Avoda until later. It's a technicality in the person. So therefore, so Mani Mekayim Shmini Yimol, so then I would have thought that Shmini Yimol means the Chutz Mishabbos. If I get rid of my Tsaras, the stage one has been the most machmer thing, I don't have this transitive property going across to say that Bris Mila is more chomer than Tsaras. So therefore, now I think that maybe Mila would not be Docha Shabbos. So Tam alone with my Yom, I feel with Shabbos. Therefore, it comes the pasuk by Yom to teach me even on Shabbos. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. We learn in our Braisa. Mila Docha is a Tsaras. Mila is Docha Tsaras, meaning if the Makom of Mila is Tsaras, you're allowed to cut it off, even though there's an Isser to cut off Tsaras. So Mila, we didn't even get to that yet, but the Gemara will. Mila Docha is a Tsaras. Mila is Docha Tsaras. Ben Bezmana, Ben Shlom Bezmana. Whether you're doing it on the 8th day, you're doing it on day 10. If you're doing the Mila, it's Docha Shabbos. Whether it's Bezmana or Zmat Bezmana. But Yontov on Yomtov Eino Docha Ela Bezmana Bilvad. Interesting, I missed that. So, but it says that Mila is Docha Shabbos, but when it comes Bezmana Lo Bezmana, but when it comes to Mila on Yontov, it's only Docha Bezmana. If only Mila Bezmana on Yontov will be Docha the Tsaras. Interesting. Okay, Minani Mili. How do we know that Mila is Docha Tsaras? The Tana Rabbanan, we learned in our Brisa, the Pasuk says, go through the same thing now. We're going to have a Brisa that's three stages. Then after the Brisa has the three stages, the Rav is going to ask, what was the Havamina in stage one? What was the Havamina in stage two? So the Gemara says as follows. Minan Yimili, that Mila is Docha Shabbos. The Tana Rabbanan, we learned in our Brisa, the Pasuk says, Yimol Besor Al Aso. Right? You said, do Mila. Yimol Besor Al Aso. Remove the Orla. Mashma, always remove the Orla, no matter what. Afal Pi Sheyisham Beheres. Even though if there's a Beheres, Yikotz, you should cut it. Umani Mekayim, but the Pasuk says, He Shamer Beneged Tsaras. You should be careful to Neged Tsaras. He Shamer is always a lesson of love. You're not allowed to cut off the Tsaras. Right, that's an Azharah, you're not allowed to cut off the Nega. Stage one, Bishar Mekomos Chutz Mila. That means in all other places other than Mila. But Bryson then says, oh, Eino, maybe the other way. Maybe not. Maybe Elah Filu Mila. Maybe even by Mila, you're not allowed to cut off. Even by Mila, the Isser of cutting Tsaras would be supreme. So Elafilu Bemila Umani Mekayim Mor Besor Lasolo. So what does it mean Yimol Besor Lasolo? That would be Usman Sheingba Beharis. That would be if there is no Nega. That's stage two. Stage three. Talmud Lomar. No Besar. It says the word Besar, which is extraneous. Afal Pi Sheisham Beharis. Even if there's a Beharis. Stage one, you had Svara to say Mila is Docha Tsaras. Stage two, no Tsaras is Docha Mila. Stage three, a pasuk tells me that Mila is Docha Tsaras. Rava says I'm a Rava. What was his thought initially to say that Mila is Docha Shabbos? And what was his kasha at the end? Because the brace is very big. He says, oh, I would have said this, I would have said that. Well, what was the logic behind it? What was the thought process? So Hachika Amar, this is what the brace was saying. First, the pasuk says, Yimo b'lo p'sar l'so, you should do Mila on his orla, afal pi sheyish b'am b'heres, even if there's b'heres. And mani mekayim yishamer b'neged tsaras. And what does it mean? Be careful with the neged tsaras. That's b'shar mekomos chutz mila. That would be in all cases other than mila. Why? Aval mila docha tsaras. But mila in stage one would be docha tsaras. Sorry, not tsaras. Tsaras. My timer. What was the reason why? The asim kavachomer. We had another one of these kavachomers. And right now we're going to learn this kavachomer, the complete opposite of what we did before. The point being from Rava is that you can't. It's not dispositive one way or the other. Not that he's contradicting himself. just that the logic flows both ways, therefore you can't learn from it. So he says as follows, Asim mikal v'chomer, ma Shabbos chamura, Shabbos is very chamur, because it has all these onshim and all these warnings and all these malachos, and nevertheless we just learned that the milah is docho, so milah is now more chamur than Shabbos, so then saras, which doesn't have all these things of Shabbos, nevertheless, saras, which is only one iser, will call shekain, milah should be dochet. If milah is dochet, something so chamor as Shabbos, then milah should be dochet, something that's not as chamor as saras. So the Gemara says, oma eno. So what do you mean, o eno? Eno means maybe no, maybe saras is more chamor. Why would saras be more chamor? Hadar v'kamor, imad Shabbos chamira. Why do you think Shabbos is more chamor than saras? Dilma saras chamira. Maybe saras is more chamor. Why? Shekain dochet as avoda. Because saras is dochet the avoda, the avoda dochet as Shabbos. And therefore, see, saras is even more chamor than Shabbos. So there, even though before we just said that saras is not chamor, now we're saying saras is chamor. It's the opposite logic, but just saying the flip side proves that neither logic is dispositive. So therefore comes stage three in the Braisa, Tamaloma, Brasar, Alpha Pishi Sham Beharis. Therefore the extra word Brasar teaches even if there is saras on the orla, you still cut it off. So Lishna Achrina, another reason why we know that Mila would be Doka Shabbos. My timer, what would be the reason why Mila is Doka Shabbos? Simple. The Asi Asay, the mitzvah Asay of Mila, the Dachilos Asay. There's a lav to cut off the saras. There's an Asay to do Mila. Asay is Dochelos Asay. That's just a Shas rule. What's the reason? It's different. Asay is Dochelos Asay. So simple. Asay of Mila is Dochelos Asay of not cutting off saras. So the Gemara says, so that would be the Havamin number one. It's going through the Brisa. Stage one, we say, it's Asay Dochelos Asay. Then we say, O Eno. Stage two, what was O Eno? Ma in O Eno, the Ka'amar. Oh, my O Eno de Kamar, Had de Kamar, the Tana then says, Eno de Mila Asay, Asay, Dachilos Asay. When do we say an Asay is Dochilos Asay? That's just only if you have one Asay being Dochilos Asay. But if Mitzvah number two is a Los Asay and an Asay, and we'll have to explain that Saras has both a Lav and an Asay, then an Asay cannot be Dochilat. Right? Two reasons, right? It says, Eno de Mila Asay, the Asay Asay, the Dachilos Asay, that's Los Asay greater. That's only if the Mitzvah that's being pushed off is only a Lav. Hi, but the tsaras, the issa, the cutting off the tsaras, is asay v'los asay. It's not just the stam mitzvah los asay. It also has an asay. What is that asay? Right, so Rashi says, hi asay v'los asayu, hishamer, it says hishamer means is the los asay, and later on it says, where is that? Right, it says in the pasuk, it says, Yishamer b'nega tzaras, and then it says, V'laso sechol ashe yarucha, and to do all that you were told about this mitzvah. So that's an asay. That's what they say. In the pasuk itself, they learn it out. It says, Shamer b'nega tzaras, l'shmor v'me'od, V'laso sechol ashe yaru eschem ha'kohanim alevim v'asher tzivisim, tishamru la'asos. So there's a lav to cut it off, and there's an asay to listen to the chamim, we're telling you what not to do about the tzaras. So therefore, stage two in the Brisa was, Mila is not Dochet Saras, because Mila is not only an Asay, and Saras is a Los Asay and an Asay. So therefore, Omani Makai Yimol B'Sor L'Aso, so therefore what does it mean Yimol B'Sor L'Aso, would be only Bizman Sh'ein Baba Heret. It would only be the time when you don't have the Negat Saras. Tamaloma, therefore we have stage three in the Brisa, which is the Pasuk of Bisar, the extra word Bisar, which attempts to teach us, Af Alpi She'yish Sham Beheres, even if there is a Beheres, stage three says it's Xeris Akasiv. Stage one was Asay Dochelos Asay. Stage two is no, Asay can't be Dochelos Asay because Los Asay also has an Asay attached to it. And stage three, don't worry, says Basar, Xeris Akatsiv, we're good to go now to say that that Mila is Doche Tzaras. So now the Gemara says, okay. Tenach Godol. Now again, we mentioned there are three types of bris. There's Mila Bismana, that's Bismana. There's Mila of a Godol, which is above 13, and is Mila Benoni, which is Mila Vokatan Shalom Bismana, between day 8 and, I guess, when he's 13 years old. So the Gemara says, okay, now the extra word Basar is written where? It's written by the Mila Vagadol. So therefore I know that the Mila Vagadol, that's what we learned about, Basar is Dochet Saras. Tenach Gadol, the Ksivahu Basar. And by the Mila Vokatan, which is the one on day 8, Bismana, Nami Siv Be Basar. It also has the word Basar when discussing the Mila Vokatan. But Benoni, but the Mila of a Benoni, meaning day 9 till 13 years old, how do we know that Mila is Dochet Saras? It's not Bismana, and it doesn't have the Pasuk of Basar. Right? So how do we know that? How do we know that that's Dochet the Saras, I guess? So Amar Abaye says, because He said, Asya mi beinai. We're going to learn it out from the other two, right? So I have three types of brisim, katan, beinoni, gadol. Basar is written by gadol and katan. I'm going to learn out beinoni from like a mematino from those other two, right? Asya mi binyana, right? Me gadol lo asya. You can't learn it out from gadol itself, shekain anush karis, because the gadol doesn't have a bris mila. He has a punishment of karis if he doesn't do mila. A katan lo asya shekain mila bezmana. You can't learn out from a katan case because that's mila bezmana. So maybe you think those specifically are docha saras. But from together, the tzad shavah shebehen, what's the common denominator between a gadol and the katan? Shekain imolim. They both have a mitzvah to do mila. B'dochen as the tzaras, and the dochen the tzaras. So af kol nimol, so all cases, even the beinoni, is going to be dochen the Shabbos. If I take the two, and put the two together, and I get a common denominator, from that common denominator, I can learn it out to the case of the mila of the beinoni. Okay. Rava Amar, how do I know? Rava says another limud. How do I know that the mila of the beinoni is dochen the tzaras? Rava Amar, mila bizmana dochen lo tzvichakra. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that mila bizmana is dochen the tzaras. Why? It's Makava Chomer Asya. I learned it out from Makava Chomer because he's going to say, we learned that Mila Bezman is Docha Shabbos, so Mila Bezman is definitely Docha Tzaras. Right? Right? Lo Tzvich HaKra. Makava Chomer Asya. Ma Shabbos the Chamir Docha Tzaras. Shabbos, which is more Chomer, right? And nevertheless, Mila's Docha, Ma Shabbos the Chamira and Mila's Docha It, Tzaras, Lo Kol Shekein, and Tzaras also. So now I don't need the Pasuk by the Katan. So therefore I have the extra word Basar. It doesn't apply to the Katan, we're going to apply it to the Beinoni, and I'm good to go. So like Mara says, so Rav Safra then asks to Rava, Amalei Rav Safra la Rava, Mimai de Shabbos Chamira. Again, the same thing that we said before. How do I know that Shabbos is more chomer than Tzaras? Dilma Tzaras Chamira. Maybe Tzaras is more chomer than Shabbos. Shekein Dochas Avod, Dilma Dochas Shabbos. Because Tzaras is Docha the Avodah, which is Docha the Shabbos. Translated properly, then Tzaras is more chomer than Shabbos. So the Gemara answers again, no, Tzaras is not, the reason why Tzaras is Docha the Avodah has nothing to do with, because it's more Chomer, again, it's that technical point that the person who's a Tzaras can't do the Avodah. La mishum the Chamir Tzaras, el mishum the Gavra who do Lochazi. It's the Gavra who can't, it's just a technical point that the Gavra himself can't do the Avodah. The Gemara says, Amai, we said this outside before, Amai, why can't the Kohen do the Avodah if you cut off his Baheres? Says he quotes Behar Tovi Avod. Let's cut off the Behar Shlem to the Avodah. And Machus Tvilahu. He still needs to do Tvilah. Tvilah has to wait till the nighttime. So it's not a question of Chumrah, it's just a technical point that he can't go and do the Avodah because he still is waiting for the Mikvah. So the Gemara then says, okay, Tenach, I understand now, by Negayim Tmeim. Negayim Tahorim, Ma'ikalam Imar. The Kohen, right, there are different types of Negayim. Some Negayim make you Tamei, some Negayim don't make you Tamei. So you're telling me, okay, I understand that the Kohen can't do the Avodah if he cuts off his Baheres because he still has to go to Mikvah. That would only apply to a Nega that would be Metame him. What if it's a Nega for whatever reason that is, I don't know the rules, but what if it's a Nega that's not Metame him? He's still Tar. So let him cut it off and go to the Avodah. And therefore, since he can't do it, Mashmah, that Saras is more Chomer than the Avodah, which is more Chomer than Shabbos. So Ella Amar of Ashi, so Rav Ashi says, really, Saras is not more Chomer for the Avodah, but what's the reason why you can't do the Avodah if you have Tzaras, right? El Amar Vashi, Hecha Amrinan da Asay v'dochi los Asay. When do we say, in other words, do the Asay of Avodah should be docha the los Asay of cutting off the Tzaras. So when do we say Asay docha los Asay? When do we say that? It's only if it's Be'idna. If at the moment you're doing the mitzvah Asay, that's when there's a clash. But if I'm doing the mitzvah Asay at time A, in order to allow me if I'm violating the los asay at point A, in order to allow me to do the mitzvah asay at point B, that's not asay docha los asay. So what would happen here? You would violate the los asay of cutting off the beheres when at point A, and then you would only be doing the avodah moments later. It's not the idna. It's not at the same time. And that's, we don't say asay docha los asay in that situation. Let's read it inside. He says, hey, I mean, the asay asay v'dochi los asay, he go mila b'tzaras. When I cut off the mila, when I cut off the orla, and there's tzaras on it, it's at that exact moment. Inami tzitzis klayim. The moment I'm wearing the tzitzis, the asay, I have the klayim, I have the shatnas on the tzitzis. So the asay is docha the los asay. Right? To be idna, the misakir lav, at the moment that you're uprooting the lav, kamoki masay, you're mikayim the asay. But hacha, by cutting off the baharis in order to do the avoda, be idna, the misakir lav, at the moment you're violating the lav, lakamoki masei. You're not doing the assay. You're cutting off the bairis in point A and doing the assay in point B. That's why you can't learn out anything from the bairis, because you can't, the assay is not going to be local assay there. So the Gemara says, Baha, the Rav of Safra, this idea of Rav of Safra, of whether you can learn that Mila is Doka Tsaras from a Kavachomer, that's what Rav said, or that you need the limud of Basar, which is what Rav Safra said, that is going to be Tanoi. It's a Malachalukas Tanoim. The Tanya, you have it in Abraisa, the Pasuk says, Yimol Basar or Laso. Basar teaches you Afal Pishi Shan Beharis Yimol Divir Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says you learn from the word Basar that you can knock off the Tsaras by the Mila. And Rabbi Yonah says, no, Eino Tzarech, I don't need the Pasuk of Basar. Shabbos Chamura, the Shabbos is more Chamur, and nevertheless, Mila is Docha it. Tzaras, which is not as Chamur Shabbos, Lo Kosher Kein. So the same machlokas between Safra and Rava is the machlokas and the brisa between Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Yonah. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have an excellent day.